Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ray Lucia program, the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. We're here for this hour, and if you want to jump on board, you can call me, 844-RAY-SHOW. Or simply email raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Lots of ground to cover today. How much money do you need to be considered wealthy? According to Chris, it's $5 million. I'll give you a hint. That's a tiny bit high for the average individual. We'll talk about that in a minute. Number of 401k plan millionaires hit a new high, according to Fidelity. 157,000 in the first quarter, up from 108,000 a year ago. That's a lot of millionaires just with one cup. That's just Fidelity. That's not Vanguard or T. Rowe Price and all the others. That's in their cadre of 401k investors. $1 million 401k plan. What do you do with it? How do you invest it? How do you create an income stream? That's what we're here for. You can simply call or email, and we'll get into that. Also coming up, are you suffering from stock market risk amnesia? It happens, you know, about every 8 or 10 years, especially in a prolonged bull market that we've been in. We forget about the risks. Although we've seen some volatility earlier in the year, a lot of that has subsided. I don't want to say a lot, but some of that has subsided. And now we're seeing a march back to the Dow 25,000 and beyond. Who knows how long that will last. But you know what? Some people are still suffering from the risk that they went through in the last crash. And many are still out of the market. We'll talk about that, including the biggest risk for most retirees. But I start today with this one. We watch too much TV. Don't you love that commercial where they say, put down the pie and get off the couch? It's like Nutrisystem or something like that. Put down the pie, get off the couch, and do something. Well, the same thing is true if you want to add value and time to your life expectancy. And the Longevity Center out at Stanford has done some work on this. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program. An insightful report titled The State of Retirees, How Longer Lives Have Changed Retirement by United Income. And this was actually highlighted from the folks from the from Stanford. They documented this report in a study that they did titled Hidden in Plain Sight, How Intergenerational Relationships Can Transform Our Future. Kind of reading between the lines here, what they're saying is we have a sedentary lifestyle. This is one study. And you really can get off the couch and do something productive with your life and use up those stupid hours you spend sitting on your butt. Let me get into this. Here's what they said. During the past 40 years, retirees have more than doubled the amount of time they spend in front of the TV. They're now watching TV an average of almost 3 hours per day. This time represents a missed opportunity when retirees could be strengthening social connections and leading more fulfilling and healthier lives. Now, I know this sounds a little touchy-feely for most of us who sit on our butts 3 or 4 hours a day watching the news. I know I do at nighttime. I don't during the day. I'm usually out working or doing something, honeydews or whatever. But at night, I like to relax and watch the news. And it's probably 3 hours. They're right. Now, here's what they say I should be doing in that time. Pursuing a hobby that interests me. Well, I play music, so I do pursue that. I don't pursue it, you know, that aggressively, but I perform maybe once a month, maybe twice. And every once in a while, I pick up my guitar and, you know, write a song or fool around with it, but not that much. Volunteering in my community. Well, that stuff usually has to happen during the day, and I'm busy during the day, but my wife does a ton of it. So I think she does. Does that count? I guess not.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Spending more time with friends or family. Well, like I was telling you before, the TV audience, did I tell this audience? Maybe last hour. What I did yesterday, my daughter's in Phoenix with her big dance convention or whatever she was doing there. And I noticed that she was super, super tired. And she was driving my big 125,000-mile Escalade because she packed a bunch of kids in the car and all kinds of props and stuff like that. So I was worried about her and the kids and her driving home in the middle of the night because she didn't get off until 5 or 6 o'clock. So I just got on an airplane, flew to Phoenix and met her and then drove them back. Got home about midnight last night so that she could actually get some sleep. That's what you do. So I do that. Family and friends always come first in the Lucia household. Working for pay if you need extra income. Makes sense. Increased TV viewing, they go on, heightens people's concerns about personal safety, health, and financial security, the research found. Those who watch more TV have also lower morale compared to people who don't. I kind of get that. You'd also have more time to boost physical activity. For example, the United Income Report found that retirees spend less than 1 hour per day on physical activities. Well, walking through an airport for, you know, 30 or 40 minutes and then walking here and walking there, that counts. I don't go to the gym anymore. I hate going to the gym. According to research cited by the report, increased sedentary activity is associated with a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and death from all causes. We all know this stuff. Question is, do we do anything about it? Well, here's what they determined. They determined that if you got off the couch, here's what they said. Suppose you're an average retiree who watches TV for 3 hours per day. Instead, you could decide to reduce your TV viewing to 1 hour per day. That would free up 730 hours per year, which instead could be devoted to activities such as the ones that I mentioned. And of course, they're saying that's 900 potential days that you get to add to your productive life, about 2.5 years. So I want you to all think about that. When I read this, I said, you know what? Maybe I do need to put down the pie and get off the couch. So that will be my next year's New Year's resolution.
Forget about it.
All right. Now, next up, are you suffering from stock market risk amnesia? A fellow by the name of Micah Wakefield wrote, well, maybe that's a female. Micah could be one or the other, couldn't it? M-I-C-A-H? I don't know. Prolonged bull markets with periods of low volatility can create risk complacency and even risk amnesia. Any subsequent market correction and or spike in volatility often shakes investors out of their state of complacency and ignites a sense of fear of what they may have temporarily forgotten, that markets can and will go down. Now, this happened, you know, earlier this year. We got a big shakeup, you know, a quote correction, so to speak. And some people jumped out and they haven't jumped back in. And then you start psychoanalyzing. The cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio is 70% higher than its historical norm. And that's an indicator that long-term returns for stocks are going to suck. Yeah, that may be true. Well, in a rising interest rate environment, those returns suck too. In fact, you might have to decide between which one sucks more. In either event, let me read on. While market drawdowns are inevitable and necessary for healthy markets, investors don't exactly jump for joy when one occurs because loss aversion is such a strong emotional driver, it is typical for many investors to quickly panic. So my question to you is, what are you doing about risk amnesia, market risk amnesia? When we come back from the break, I'll tell you exactly what you need to do to avoid this, because it is treacherous, because you could be shooting yourself in the foot, especially in times like these where there's a big, huge question mark of uncertainty staring you right in the eye. Stick around. This is The Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
So are you suffering from stock market amnesia? That's coming up in just a bit. But first, we go out to Charles in Port St. Lucie, Florida, one of my favorite spots, the Treasure Coast. Hello, Charles. How can we help you today?
Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy, if I were any better, I'd be twins, man. How you doing?
Listen, I'm a young 53-year-old man. I had, my mom had passed away, and I had gained some of her assets. And in all honesty, I don't know which avenue to take on this.
Okay, well, what do you mean, which avenue? You're talking about what?
About,
hang on a second.
100,000, and I have about 8,000 in stocks. And to tell you the God's honest truth, I didn't think I'd have to be doing any of this at this time in my life.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your mom. Let's talk about you. You're 53. You're a young guy. How are you doing? How are you doing debt-wise?
No problems whatsoever, really.
So you don't have any debts at all?
Just a small little car payment and a little house payment. I'm halfway through it, and wanted to know a little financial advice here.
All right. Well, I'll give it to you. The debt payments on the car and the house, what interest rates are you paying?
3.875 on the house, and on the car it is a little bit over 5.
All right. And how much do you owe on the car?
Only about 5,000 left.
All right. So let's get the car paid off. You can't earn 5% guaranteed tax-free anywhere, right?
Right.
So you may as well pay off the car. So now you got 95,000 plus 8,000 in stock. Are these big company stocks?
It would be yes.
Yeah, so again, I'm not going to give you stock market advice. I don't do that. But I'm probably going to hold on to the stocks. Maybe there's some sentimental reasons. Maybe it's just if they're really good big companies, maybe they'll grow. Maybe you want to add to that stock portfolio by hiring a decent financial planner. Now, the mortgage is interesting because the 3.875 is probably not deductible either because of the standard deduction. Are you married, Charles?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're single at 53, so you get a $12,000 standard deduction. How much do you owe on the home?
A little bit over 75.
Okay, now, here's the deal. You've got to tell me what your risk tolerance is. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning you like putting your money underneath your pillow, and 10 meaning you don't mind going to Vegas and doing a little bit of gambling. Where are you?
Lord, no.
I'm sorry?
I would say, Lord, no gambling for me, but I'll go with a 5, a moderate.
You're a 5. Okay. If I were a 5, I'd pay off the home because now you'll have $28,000 left over. You'll have no mortgage payments. You'll have no car payments. But here's what I would do. I would then set up a nice diversified portfolio and take that extra money that you were paying on the car and that you were paying on the house and take the $20,000 that you'd have left over, invest that in a lump sum in a diversified portfolio, and then take your payments that you were making and dollar cost average into this well-diversified portfolio. Because that way, it's a very, very, very low-risk situation, and any money that you're investing in riskier assets, namely the stock market, you'll have ample time to leave alone because you don't need a whole bunch of income because you just got rid of all your payments. That's what I would do. How does that sound to you?
That sounds fantastic. Now, here's another question. Here I am on the Treasure Coast, and I don't know any financial planners.
Well, I happen to, so if you hang on, I'll give you somebody off the air, all right?
That sounds like a plan, my friend. Thank you, thank you.
All right, you too, and thank you very much for calling the program. I used to go to the Treasure Coast twice a year and go down in that beautiful hotel on the water. I can't remember it now. And then the new library, we started going there as well. It's just one of they call it the Treasure Coast because it's a real treasure, a little bit north of Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah, you know, when Charles said he's a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, that's pretty darn conservative. And so taking the conservative approach, and I could obviously have gone the other way and said, forget about paying off the mortgage, let's invest this money. Well, you kind of are, aren't you? If he's got 10, 15 years left on the mortgage payments and 10 or 15 years left before he actually retires, it's kind of a wash, isn't it? The difference is in the risk that he's taking, the risk of jumping in lock, stock, and barrel to the market right now. Granted, it could produce better returns, but the safety factor there, I think, is far more comfortable than someone that is a 5. Now, if he said I'm an 8, I would have had a totally different answer. Okay, getting back to this stock market risk amnesia. The recommendation I just made assures one of not getting it because it's not going to matter if you're dollar averaging into the market. In fact, if the market crashes, you'll be loving life buying more shares. But in the past 20 years, and this is interesting because I hadn't researched this to any great extent, but in the past 20 years, we've had 5 corrections and 2 bear markets. So we've had 7 implosions, but 5 of them were just corrections. Now, a correction is considered something in excess of 10% and less than 20%. A bear market is a 20% or greater than hit. Okay? Over the last 20 years, the most intense correction delivered a 19% drawdown, and the least intense correction was a loss of 12 to 13%. Now, bear markets are different. The last 2 bear markets delivered losses in excess of 47%, with the most recent one delivering a peak-to-trough 57%. Now, the recovery time for corrections is usually months. The recovery time for bear markets is usually years. On average, 4 years just to get back to even. So that being the case, you need to have a strategy in place that will keep you invested through the bear markets. And when we come back from the break, I will discuss that strategy. Stick around for more of the Ray Lucia Show. Also, we may get a chance to talk about how Fidelity now claims that they have 157,000 millionaires just with money in the Fidelity 401k plan. How should that money be invested to produce a reasonable retirement income? It's all coming up right here, right now, and right on the Ray Lucia program. Don't go away.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
A little bit of soul for y'all today. Woo! That's it. Good song. Nice selection. CNBC wrote today, are you suffering from stock market risk amnesia? And of course, what they're talking about here is the difference between a correction and a bear market. Now, we've experienced five corrections in the past 20 years, but usually within months, we're back to even. So folks that push the panic button during the course of a correction are really making a huge mistake because they jump out of the market expecting the market to keep falling, but it pretty quickly bounces back, and then they're afraid to get back in until it gets to new highs, and then they ultimately jump in at the very, very peak and boom, get hit between the eyes with a bear market. Now, a bear market of 20% or more lasts a lot longer. So here's what Micah Wakefield, Director of Research and Product Development at Swan Global Investments, wrote, paraphrased, despite the amount of drawdowns in corrections over the last 20 years, they all took less than half a year to recover. The recovery, though, for two bear markets required years. How many years? Well, on average, I think you have to assume 4 to 5 years just to get back to even. Now, I want to remind you of something I've discussed numerous times on this program. Remember, I have defined for you my definition of an aggressive investor, a moderate investor, a conservative investor, and a faint-hearted investor. And you have to pick whichever one you are. And it doesn't matter which one you are, but how you invest matters. If you are an aggressive investor, you need to have 5 years worth of your income needs set aside in a safe place that is not in the stock market. So if you're a retiree, you need to have 5 years worth of income stashed away, right? Now, if you're 40 years old, then all you need to have stashed away is enough to cover you through any emergencies. That may not be 5 years, it may be 1 year. You'll have to decide with your advisor on that. But a retiree, an aggressive retiree, 5 years. A moderate retiree, 10 years. Remember last week, we talked about Michael Kitsis, his work and his study. And remember he said that 10 years is like the sweet spot, that if you can cover 10 years worth of your income needs, then from that point forward, things start to turn around for you. That's a moderate investor. Now, a conservative investor is 15 years. Why? Because the stock market's never lost money over a 15-year period of time. So if nothing else, even going all the way back to the 1929 crash, 15 years, you still made money in the stock market. May not be much, maybe it's a break even, but it's not a loss. And so that's for conservative investors. And faint-hearted investors, this is somebody who just doesn't want to lose any money and, in fact, wants to have a statistical assurance of making a very reasonable return from their equity portfolio. That's 25 years. I know that sounds like a really, really long time, but there are individuals that have experiences of watching their parents, for example, through the Great Depression and the food lines and all that stuff, who just say, no, I want no part of that. I'm not suggesting this would be the right way to invest. I am just suggesting that if you wanted a statistical assurance dating back to 1950, if you invested your money on the worst day to put money in the stock market, any day, pick the worst one since 1950, you still got, as long as you reinvested dividends and didn't sell, a 7.94% rate of return. So there you have it. If you want to make sure you do not have risk amnesia, then define for yourself what kind of an investor you are and stick by the income needs being financed for either 5, 10, 15, or 20 to 25 years. And your advisor can do a present value calculation. This is what is critically important for investors. Now, earlier I had a call from Charles, and Charles said he was a 5. He's in the middle. I consider that a pretty conservative investor, a 5. A 7 would be a moderate investor. Maybe a 3 would be a faint-hearted investor. Okay, moving right along. Number of 401k plan millionaires hit a new high. Now, again, for those that don't have $1 million in the 401k, you don't have to get too discouraged here, because even though the number's big and it's jumped by 50,000 people the first quarter of this year, it's still pretty small compared to the, you know, couple hundred million people that we have that are putting money away in retirement accounts. So do not fret if you don't have $1 million in your 401k plan. You may have a pension plan that's worth more than $1 million. Your social securities, your combined social securities, may be worth more than $1 million in your 401k plan. So don't fret. Well, what I am suggesting is if you are in that group, then you can apply the same logic to your retirement plan. For example, if you are 15 years or more away from retirement, you can be fairly aggressive with your 401k plan. Now, if you have the ability to diversify into alternative assets that don't correlate with the stock market, please do so, because it'll just make you feel so much better when you see the market going down and that piece of real estate that you bought staying flat or possibly even going up, or the debt instrument that you bought that's paying you a 5 or a 6% fixed rate of return, or that car payment that went away that I talked to Charles about, 5% tax-free. I mean, show me a safe municipal bond that's a 3 to 5 year duration that's paying 5% guaranteed and tax-free. Doesn't exist. So you can apply that same formula to your 401k plan. And it's really critically important, not because it's the greatest investment decision you'll ever make, because I can't tell you that it'll be a good investment decision. What I can tell you is it will be a statistically proven planning technique. And by having the plan in place, then you can hang in for the long run. Because what we know about the stock market for the last, 150 years is 2/3 or 3/4 of the time the market goes up. And it usually goes up at 8 to 10% per year, compounded over very long time periods. So you need that very long period in the market. Now, I don't want to hear, well, I'm 70 years old and I don't have a very long time period. Well, you do. You do. You have, first of all, if you're a husband and a wife, you have a statistical possibility, a reasonable statistical possibility of either one of you making it well into your 90s, if not even 100, if you're in reasonably good health. That's a 25 to 30 year time horizon with some of your money. If you have kids and grandkids like I do, and you'd like to pass along some money to them, what is their time horizon for this money? Is this for their future retirement? If it is, it could be a 50 or a 60 year time horizon for some of the money, just not all of the money. So that's very, very important. All right, moving right along. Suzanne Woolley wrote about this. How much money Americans need to be wealthy? Now, Chris earlier said 5 million was his number. Is it really your number, 5 million?
Could be great, but I'll take anything.
could you deal with 1.2 million or 1.4 million? Okay, 1.4 million. It was 1.2 million a year ago. Isn't that crazy? Like a year ago, people said I'd feel wealthy if I had 1.2 million. 1 year later, it's 1.4 million. Has inflation been that bad in a year? No, but people's attitudes change about money, especially when they're making big money in their investment portfolio. They raise the bar. Kind of a psychological thing, isn't it? All right, when we come back, we've got emails for you. Make sure you stay with us. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
A book and want to get it published, then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
My computer is so slow. It's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're talking about the stock market risk and suffering from stock market risk amnesia, but that's really not the greatest risk, clearly, that we suffer from. Longevity risk is another one, but we worry about geopolitical risk. Certainly that's been on the table with North Korea and Iran and all that stuff going on. Interest rate risk, rising interest rates, obviously, hurt bonds. Liquidity risk, can I get my hands on enough money if I have an emergency, etc. Losses, losing money, as we discussed, volatility risk, etc. But the primary concern for tens of millions of baby boomers is longevity risk, and another risk that goes along with our longer life expectancy, and that is cognitive deterioration. I think I read somewhere that, and this sounds crazy to me, but starting at about age 50 or 55, you start to lose some of your cognitive abilities.
What?
Yes. And, you know, we hate to admit it, but it is true. You start to lose some of your cognitive abilities. Now, there are some people like Warren Buffett, you know, in his, what, mid-80s now, late-80s? I don't know. He's getting up there. Still really, really sharp. Sharp as a tack. And there are others that are losing. But you don't know where the breaches may be. And last hour, I talked about the team concept and how younger financial advisors, and I don't mean younger youth-wise, but those that have not been in this business long enough to have experienced a rising interest rate environment, B, a secular bear market, such as the lost decade from 2000 through 2009. I mean, the advisor would have had to be here like 20 years to have felt that kind of pain. But then there's the other side, where the older advisor may start to slip a little bit. And so in this team that I have discussed, it's really, really good if you have young people, if you have technology, if you have specialists, if you have analysts, and if you have money managers, and you could have a young advisor or an older advisor, and there are checks and balances. Now, if one's working out of their home or a small sweet office, you know, where they spend a couple of grand a month, they have a virtual secretary, et cetera, they may not have that same advantage. They may be geniuses and can do it all. All I know is I spent almost 40 years in this business, And for the bulk of those years, I did 3 hours every day on a financial talk show, which required me to do another 2 or 3 or 4 hours of preparation, reading this stuff. And I always surrounded myself with people that in their areas of expertise, whether it be stock market analysis or asset allocation, asset location, estate planning, tax planning, always surrounded myself with people that were smarter than me in those areas. And now that I'm in my 60s, if I ever were to go back into it, I would do exactly the same thing. Because you don't know when there's slippage. I don't want to admit to slippage, but my wife seems to think I have some. Hit it, fellas. Let's do some emails. See if my slipping brain can get through these emails. I'm teasing about something I shouldn't be, to be honest with you, because it does affect everyone. Maybe ever so slightly, but affects everyone. So I want you to go back and evaluate who is on your team. Is the person flying solo? And I'm not talking about, you know, these people that claim they've got this big, huge firm behind them. That's a bunch of baloney. Because the big, huge firm has some insurance guy who's pitching them all the time to go sell his insurance products so he can get a bonus. And he's got some, you know, alternative investment strategies. Well, you know what I'm saying. So that's baloney. I want to know who are the people you can pick up the phone and talk to. And they know you. They know about your account. That's the team I want you to know about. Okay, Scott. I have two rental properties that will be paid off in around 15 years. Should I make extra payments to get them paid off sooner? Once paid, they will produce around $2,000 net per month in income. Well, when Scott says $2,000 per month net, I'm assuming that's after property taxes and property management. And Scott, that is a wicked good annuity. I mean, seriously, you would need to have at least $400,000 or $500,000 in an investment account to create a $2,000 per month annuity. In your case, that annuity may even be inflation adjusted because you get to raise rents from time to time. And as long as the expense of maintaining the property doesn't exceed the amount of increase in rental income, that falls straight to the bottom line. So it would be hard for me to tell you not to make prepayments. But I always have to give you the pluses and the minuses. Remember, when you have free and clear properties, you are now a target for lawsuits from your tenant and from anywhere else. So making sure you have those properties protected from one another and from the outside influences in an LLC becomes important. And there are many, many other risks, making sure you have adequate insurance, liability coverage. You need your team of a property and casualty agent and a financial planner and a retirement planner to see how this pseudo-annuity fits into the rest of your retirement plan. But if you are one of those conservative investors I talked about a little earlier, I see nothing wrong. You're probably paying 4 or 5% interest, and whether or not you're getting a deduction on that, you probably are. So that's like tantamount to a 3.5% fixed rate of return. If you're older and within 10 years of retirement, maybe pay off the mortgages. If you're younger, in your 40s, maybe early 50s, then invest the extra money in Roth IRAs, in 401ks, in ways where you can get some kind of tax deferral, and then use that money later on when you do retire to get rid of whatever mortgages are left. I am out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button, and send me an email. In the meantime, go out and make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Is Talk Radio.